Echad alokeach ve'echad amocher. Yishmael ona. Kishim she'ona lehedyur, kach ona letagar. Ve'Rabbi Yehuda Omer ein ona letagar. Mi shehuta alav yado al ha'yona, ratza Omer lo tein li ma'osi, o tein li ma'shani sani.
So he has the options. You got all of them. That's me, Shulov is me, Shenisank, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's take it piece by piece. Menahan Amin, one more time. And what the Echad Elokei Echad Hamocha. So the Gemara says Menahan Amin, right? Go ahead.
Menahan Amin.
The Tanu. The Gemara didn't hold. So quickly, that's the swar that they should be the same.
Right.
Why should one be different than the other?
So it's asking, where do we know each of them?
Yeah.
The Tana Rabbanan Bechi Timkaru Mimkar Lamisecha Al Tonu. Ein li ela shenisane lokeach nisane mocher minayin Tamad lomar o kane al tonu. The Isrich Lemichtav Lokeach Bitrich Lemichtav Mocher.
Yes, why don't you say simply that what they're both the same, no difference. Go ahead.
Because of Rachamana Mocher Mishum de Kimle Bezvinase. Aval Lokeach de Lo Kimle Bezvinase Ema Loas Hare Rach Ema Loas Hare Rachamana below Son.
What is it a tech Rashi?
Okay, Rashi, the first one?
Yeah.
Dikaza Rachamana Mocher, Shehu Muzhar, Bevalsonu,
Lekimle
Bezvinte. Kama Nasanba, Ubemezid Hu Ose.
Okay, so he's doing it at Bemezid. Okay, go ahead.
Zavnas Kanis.
No, that's
later. Oh, okay.
So he's doing it, he could do amazing. So therefore, there was Mazirim on Losanu, because he could do amazing. But on Bapai the Lokeach,
okay.
The Lokin Leib is Vinte, he doesn't know exactly what it's worth.
It's in the Noser.
Aim the Lo Azari Rahmana the Losanu. So therefore, he's talking about what? He's talking about the Isser Losana. That I might say there's only an Azhara, or Azhara's Isser by Mocha.
Okay.
Or Azhara's Isser by Lakeach, I would say, doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Who are the Din Mominus of Anoah?
So I would say the Din Mominus, apparently Gemara is holding that the Din Mominus of Anoah is no veya from the Isra. So where there's an Isra Noah, there's a Din Mominus of Anoah. But the Isra Noah would only be by the Mocher because he's the only one that's Shayach to be Mazir.
Why don't you say a Mazid Shogeg? It's a different thing.
Lokeach also. Lokeach is not a Bucky Bezvinte. What's the Lashon there?
He is, though.
He should be
Isser. Yes.
Kimle Bezvinte. He's not Kimle Bezvinte. The Maskarim, we said that. Yeah, but the thing is that you don't have to. You see, all the Gemara has to do is show a possibility. And that's why the Torah has to do it. But you can't ask on that possibility, why don't I say the other possibility? Because you're trying to show why the Torah had to do it. So since there's a possibility that the formal Isser, that the Isser was only formalized in the case where it lends itself to the situation. So therefore, the formal law was only in that case. So I could say that. That's a possibility. Because many times the Torah doesn't formulate every little detail issur that can happen in every single case.
In general.
In other words, the sur, the lavin, and the mitzvah say the Torah follow a general principle. So it could be that it could be that there are isurim, but it's not a formal isur of losano, because the Torah didn't formulate it in that case. So it's not prevalent. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really?
So it'll be over the hafurecha kamocha, it'll be over something. Ma'afata, right? It'll be over something. Definitely he's not a nice person. But the formal isser may never have been written in that case.
Is it?
So Kamash Malon, no, that what? That the Lokeach is also a bar hachi of what?
Yes, sir.
It's Lokim Leibes Vintei.
Right.
Lokim Leibes Vintei.
So maybe the Yisr is equivalent in terms of causing hefsid. So
the exact worth of it.
When you buy something,
holds. You could say one or two things. You could say the Gemara is saying the Maskana is it's not totally in the guy's mazer, in the mazer.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
It's totally in the hefsid mamo. And wherever there's a hefsid mamo, there's a system of anah.
Irrespective of the answer.
Right.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
It's not, in other words, it's not totally in the isser of losano.
Okay.
But more mashma is that the isser of losano really goes under lokeach also.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the isser of losano, in other words, the system of anah, it might not be totally in the Issa of Losano. And the Issa of Losano could be a private Issa, a separate Issa, where the person knows that he's cheating.
What are you saying now, Rabbi?
What's the Havmina? Havmina was that the Issa of Losano was only formulated by the case of the Mocha, because that's where it's most prevalent that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the issue of Losono is the system of Mamon of Chazaras HaMamon.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The system of Ana. Okay. That's the Havdim. Just a minute. Maybe this system of Ono'ah is totally in the Isser Ono'ah.
Okay.
And the Isser Ono'ah being the foundation of the system of Ono'ah and an integral component of it. So it can only be formulated in the case where it lends itself to that. Which is the case of Mocha. But if you say the system of Onoah is not dependent on the Isra Onoah, so it's not fundamentally integrated with the Isra Onoah, but it's a separate thing, so then I could say that the system of Onoah functions wherever there's a loss. And the Isra Onoah is a separate Isra, like the Ramban says. You shouldn't be disingenuous with your chaver. It's like an issue of aflorecha kamocha. You see, if it's fundamentally integrated with the system, so I could say that the whole formal system is only in the situation where the mocher is the one that does it. But if it's not fundamentally integrated, then I could view it as a separate private issue. And the system of Mammon, which is the formal system, is based upon Hefsid Mammon.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, if it's a, if
just a lava bein al mochavero, so then I could say it's just, it's totally in the das olam. Doesn't matter what kehil, doesn't matter mocha.
Right.
But if I say it's a fundamental foundation for the whole system, so then I could, then I would say, then I could say that that fundamental foundation, which the whole system is integrated into, is only in the normal case where such a thing occurs, mm-hmm. or lends itself to it. So then I would say it's only by mocha. Or I could say it's only by mocha. That's what Torah has to tell me. It's not the case.
So the Maskana is saying it's...
Ramban really is an eye-opener for the sugya. That's what the Ramban said. That little son who's by Karkos too has nothing to do with the system. It's a personal isser that you're not allowed to cheat a chaver. You're not allowed to cheat a Yisrael. Well, son of Yishas Amiso. V'haftor Recha Kamoch. It's a part of the same type of mitzvahs. But it's formalized. Okay? Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Hello? Yeah, Rabbi?
I understand.
Okay.
Okay.
It means that in most cases, if you want to say who lends himself more to the possibility of mezid, I would say mocha.
Mm-hmm.
And once you show me that he lends himself a little more, so now I have I can move in and say that the Torah only formulated it in that case. It's a possibility. The Torah, the Gemara is not saying that that's the definite Torah. The Gemara is saying as long as it's a possibility to set it up that way, the Torah has to be mafkiya from that possibility.
Mm. You mean the lokeach really is the one?
Yes. That it's a private isser. You're not allowed to cheat. Doesn't matter whether it's karka, whether it's... that's what Ramban says, that the ain't anola karkos is a misnomer. There is anola karkos. The iser anola. The system of anola doesn't apply to karkos, but the iser anola does. So Altonu and Rashi, then you're going to have to say also, you're going to have to go against the Ramban if you learn the way you're learning. Because you're going to have to say that the system is contingent on the Yisr. In the Maskana.
That's the Havamina, though.
Right. That's the Havamina. But the Maskana is not. And the Ramban learns Maskana, it's not, because you see by Karkos. So I think it's a solid Havamina and Maskana. It's two different approaches. And we all like the Maskana. And it makes sense.
Rashi, that's Rashi. Tav mocher dikasa rachmana mocher mishum dikimli bez vinase.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, we just read that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Dikasa rachmana mocher. Dikasa rachmana mocher.
Five lines.
Okay. Dikasa.
Yeah, it's a switch actually in the Lashon. The Lashon is a little bit of a switch. What does it mean because Rahman Lokeach?
Only the Isser is for Lokeach. To be Ma'ana.
I mean, what's the switch?
No, the switch is.
What's that? Tzricha?
No.
Din Lakata Chifetz Hanaskayim, Scharhu Eitz Lach. Shiloh Hotzah Samaos Beitzia, Vereim Eskayim Lach.
So right, so when you pay money, you get something, and that object, I guess, is a good thing. It produces profit. It's a chicken that lays eggs or something, right? It's good for you. So you didn't basically waste your money. You got something tangible. But if you sell something, zav and ovid, mecharta chevet shalcha, hariata nifsa, sheyichlo mazbitzia, Because now all you have is money, and those money is going to get wasted away with consumption. But so like the mocha is on the bad end of the deal. And look at us, gaining objects.
The mocha is on the bad end of the deal.
Right. So he gets the money, and look at
so
gets
the
objects.
So therefore, what?
He said he can't be a mana. Lokeh can't be mana.
Lokeh
can be.
No,
that's why the Yisr is only on him.
On the Lokeh.
The Yisr is only on the Lokeh because he's gaining an object.
Right.
The Mocha who's losing an object, we don't give him an Yisr.
Right.
The Yisr is only on the Lokeh.
On the Lokeh because
he has the upper hand. He's gaining the object.
That makes sense.
But today?
Yeah.
He's gaining.
Objects are valuable.
He's gaining.
When he's not so well.
Right.
He's gaining.
It's dollars.
The Mocha is gaining money.
No, you're right, but you see, what the Gemara is expressing here is a principle in economics. Namely, that you're better off having your money in value than in cash.
That's just the printing.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
Yeah. Your money they consume. You consume your money.
That Zavnis, what does it say? That zavnis kanis in lokach to chayfet to meskayim scharu eslocha. Shlo tseisa hamos biyitzia varei meskayim loch. That you're better off having your money in value.
Right, because otherwise your money gets consumed. You spend
in general, it's a general principle. In general, you're better off having your money in value than in cash. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
zavn oven mochar to chayfet shlo harei ato nifsa. Because the money is going to be spent.
You're spending and consuming and buying consumables.
Right.
This is a thing
right.
That's permanent.
That's right.
The money will keep your wealth.
That's it.
You'll
keep your wealth.
Right.
So
cash,
you're better off for keeping in terms of your wealth. You're better off having your money in what? In value.
I don't guess around all though, because the SNL is ripping a guy off.
So therefore, that's what I'm asking. So therefore,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, therefore, what?
It's a nice economic principle.
So
you
therefore,
would have thought the only
was
is
a gainer.
Don't gain too much.
Don't gain too much.
Don't gain.
Let's give him some money.
So you don't have to protect him.
Right.
Not protecting
him. Yeah.
You don't have to protect him. He doesn't. This is in line with what we said with the Maskana. It's very good. It follows straight through. That the Yisr Losanu is a separate phenomenon than the system. So this now we're talking about the system of protection. So the system of protection is more necessary for the Mocher than it is for who? For the Lokeh. Okay.
Well, in terms
the system of Hefsin is separate from the Yisr. It follows straight through from the way we learn it. That the system of Hefsin is separate from the Yisr. So the system of Hefsin is in order to protect the loser.
Right.
The one who has the monetary law. So it's more. So it's important to protect who? The Mocha.
Okay.
Because he's exchanging his value for cash. But it's not as important to protect the lokeach, so the system of protection, which is a system of honor, I might say was never established by the lokeach.
Separate.
Right?
A guy cheating.
Yeah, separate from being
it's
a
separate thing to protect.
It's a separate thing. And that's the way we learned the Maskana before, so it fits in very well.
But the mocha is
it follows very nice.
It's just that
right?
The
mocha is that it's not based on the on an economic principle that the fact that he has his money and value is an advantage. It's based simply on the hefsin.
Right.
On the hefsin.
That makes sense.
I'll get
the
hobby.
I don't know. I think it's good. What's the hobby? Even in general, they're
playing a possibility.
Right.
So we're not. You can't argue arguments as long as you have a possibility. As long as you have a possibility, you need a possibility. And the possibility is that the system is a protection. Mm-hmm. And the protection is only for the one that needs protection, who is the mocha, not the lokeach. You'll tell me there are cases. I mean, I know you could give me good lawyer's arguments, but the fact is that in the transaction between the mocha and the lokeach, the one that requires the more protection is the mocha. So you might say the Torah set it up as a protection for the mocha. There is such a possibility. Disparity, that's what it is. It's a disparity between the money and the value.
Right, so who lost?
So we say that the Torah protects the individual that's going to lose more by that disparity. That's a possibility. The Gemara is just saying it's a possibility.
Yeah, but if the mocher overcharged the lokeach,
as
lost.
Long as that possibility, that's all I need to tell you that the Torah wrote it. To tell you why it's a tzrichas. You don't have to argue the case. I just have to show you that the whole thing is a matter of the concept of a disparity between the price and the value. So the Torah sets up a protection for the one that would lose more in that disparity.
But the mocher and
Torah is a conceptual system. So the Torah works on concepts. So since it's a protection for the person that suffers the disparity of the transaction, you might say it's only the one that generally suffers more. I mean, that's the way, in other words, there's a possibility the formal halacha was based upon that principle. That's what the Gemara said.
I know, I'm just saying that it's under it.
When I have a tzrichasa, all I have to do is show you a svara that makes a certain possibility.
Right, I hear
so
that.
So the possibility could be to protect the mocher and to protect the mocher. That's the system is based upon that idea. Because the mocher is the loser because he's transferring his value into cash. That's all the mocher.
Even though he's voluntarily the guy?
It doesn't matter. That's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying that it's a system of protection. And the system of protection was created for the one that is in the transaction an intrinsic loser. That's all the Gemara is saying. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. Possibly the Torah did that way. That's what the Gemara said.
Once you say it's a
hold on to your money, don't keep it in cash.
I'm saying, and therefore he's a loser when he does it.
Well, he needs less protection economically. That's what the Gemara said.
But
it's formulated along certain lines. Let me see if I can think of it. The law is a form of this kind of thing.
Okay, let's try what different.
Right, but the
Masmarino no Tagar. Mishim Shu Tagar, him all in all. Right, it's discriminating practices. Omer of Nachman, Omer the Tagar's Safsar. Shano, my time.
What's Tagar Safsa?
Kona Mocher Miyad Tagar.
What does Tagar mean?
Tagar is just a merchant, right?
He's a merchant.
It's his business, storefront.
It's his business.
Right.
So, Gemara says so just because it's his business, he shouldn't be protected with the system of the law.
Right.
Gemara says
Tagar Safsa.
What is Tagar Safsa?
So the guy he's constantly in turnover, heavy turnover. He's constantly buying and selling.
He's willing to, right? In other words, he's a, what do you call it?
Floor broker.
Flipper. He's a flipper.
Right.
Like a real estate, he's a flipper.
Right, you don't need to protect those guys.
Okay. It's an interesting thing. Now, why doesn't the Torah consider that like gambling? Because he's not really being osik in Yeshuva Shalom. He's just making money off the other guys. He's a flipper. He's like a stock.
Liquidity to the market. He has liquidity to the market.
What great Yisrael is adding?
It adds to the market. That if you gamble, so you're not adding anything. Because you're not involved in the market at all, and you just, and all you're doing is just existing on bets, which people are losing. You're living off their losses.
Right.
But over here, since you're buying and selling, so that does add liquidity to the market, and therefore, you're being also being sure
what
you want.
Right.
That's what you have to say. That's what you have to say.
Because it relates back to actual commodity.
It's something.
Yeah, a guy can always buy and sell something. If he wants to sell something, he can always find those guys to buy.
Right, it is liquidity.
Even though he's gambling.
Doesn't matter.
What about
a
stock guy?
He's getting liquidity. In other words, liquidity.
That's the price of liquidity.
Liquidity is a value. As a matter of fact, they consider that a value in the stock.
Yeah.
That is part of the value of the stock is the liquidity, which you don't have. And for instance,
real
house.
Estate. Yeah, right.
Real estate. Right.
So therefore, you're being charged in economics. You're being charged for that liquidity.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's a value. So the Gemara seems to be holding the same principle. Otherwise, what's the difference between a Targa Safra and a gambler? He's just saying he's buying his own. He's simply making money off transactions. He's not making money off selling products.
Right.
So apparently, that's what apparently the Gemara held that way. In Chazal, all that way. Otherwise, there'd be an issue to be a Targa Safra. Okay.
I never thought
you said Tiger Sauce. Yeah, I didn't realize that. That's
Sasa. Neither Yada Zvite Kamashavye Veahule Ochel Gabe. So he knows exactly how much a thing is worth.
Right.
Rashere Lo Shoha Ben King Yesa Le Mechirasa. It wasn't that much time, so he knows how much he paid for it.
He has to know, Tiger Sauce has to know more precisely the price.
Right.
Otherwise, he's not going to be. He's not going to make any money that way.
Right. Rashi says that it's because Chol Gabayimin, he's the guy's mochav too heavy.
Letting himself get ripped off. Okay, so
you say
v'hai d'zavni hachem mishum disrami leizvinia achrisa. He's got some other deal. He needs liquidity, so he'll sell for a loss. He could buy something else for a better deal.
That's right, because he's buying and selling. He's okay.
Right. He's the margin. Right. But now
yes, he was complaining about.
Maybe the other deal turned out to dry up or something.
And
he was okay.
Now
that's real sharp.
He works on every possibility.
Okay.
That's a beautiful.
That's what.
So you're just saying that guy doesn't know enough.
No, enough.
You can't tie now that there's enough.
That's what the Tanakhama was. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Rav Ashi Amar Mai in the Tiger Ona in the Taurus Ona. Shafilu Pachas Mechde Ona Chose. So the opposite shot.
Go on.
Rashi Shafilu Pachas Mechde Ona Chose. In this Ana, the Chaya Tluyin Beka, the Tikni Lo Shiachso. And this is the guy's Parnasa. This is.
Very sensitive for the trainer today.
You're not going to argue on that one, are
you? Any amount. I mean, his margins are small, maybe, and he needs.
His margins are small, right?
Yeah, he makes it. This is what he makes the deal off of. He makes a little bit of even less if they don't know.
So it's like as far as hafuch.
The issues in Rav Yehuda,
Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi.
Rav Nachman and Rav Ashi. One says that the Tagar doesn't need.
Doesn't need to touch him at all. He knows the market.
He knows the market. The other one says, no, we have to help him because he has
extra
margins.
Protection.
Right.
He needs extra protection.
Why does he need extra protection?
Because it's his livelihood.
He thrives on the small.
On the small disparity.
What do they call it? The.
Spread.
The spread.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand that. So why doesn't he have
that? The tiger has no needs. That even pachas mishtus. We
oh, okay.
That's what it means. He has no. That even pachas mishtus. We call
right. So just a totally different shot.
Totally different shot. Right. Why even pachas mishtus? Because since he lives off these these small margins, so therefore we have to protect them. He needs protection, and even Pachas Mishtos to him is honor, to that gaffer is honor. Because that's the nature of his transaction.
How does he argue that first point? Is that he knows the price?
Explain to you guys in his whole system of law that when you have a tzricha, so you can't say what conclusion would I come to. All you have to do is show a way of thinking that would result in this.
Why is this a tzricha?
This is my focus.
What?
This is my focus.
This is machlokas, right? But what is the machlokas? According to the first way, who was that, Rav Nachman?
Right.
He maintains that what? That the tiger doesn't have an OI.
He's a bucky.
So, in other words, you look at the gavra of the tiger. The gavra of the tiger, you go by the gavra of the tiger. As a gavra, he needs less protection than the regular mocha laker. So if you look at the gavra of the tagar, so then I would say that in law and law, because the Torah didn't protect such a gavra. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
But what's the other side?
Business.
You look at the transaction. And this transaction, in the nature of his transaction, he needs more protection because his transaction is for smaller margins. So maybe the Torah was operating on that system.
I mean, was the Torah interested in protecting the individuals or the marketplace?
That's right. No.
It's not a specific marketplace, a specific transaction.
In other words, the nature of his transaction is that a small margin is what he makes his living out of. So was the Torah operating on that system, the nature of the transaction? Or was the Torah operating on the system of the gavra? As a gavra, he needs less protection. But in terms of the nature of his earning money, he needs more protection. Because his whole earning is based on small margins. So maybe, therefore, I would say that a sixth is not machila. And even less than a sixth, you have to pay him back.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what the Gemara says.
Right. According to that,
first she says the tiger doesn't need protection.
What was the first side? Can you repeat that?
The first way was we didn't give an answer, just asked a question.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying an answer.
No, that's what I'm not going to do.
Okay. That's a good reason.
Okay, second, the marketplace is the marketplace. The Tagar is entering the marketplace to do his specific activity. So he has to accept the system of the marketplace.
Yeah, he assumes the risk.
He's super added to the marketplace.
Right.
See, the question is, what is a tagar? Is a tagar a super added phenomenon who makes money out of the trading?
Right.
You see? Or is that also a legitimate...
It's part of it.
A legitimate participant in the market, in the transactions of the market.
Right. They call them market makers. They call these guys the market makers. They make the market, these guys who buy and sell quickly.
Like you.
Yeah. Well, really Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, a lot of things.
So the banks. No. I'm not a market maker. These guys, the real guys, we do everywhere across all market.
And whether a tagar is a person that comes and takes advantage of the market, okay, in which case he has to subordinate himself to the system of the existing market.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
Or if you say that a tagar, a guy that a flipper, is an integral participant in the market transactions.
Right.
So then we have to have lost men too?
I mean, so many.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. If he's part of the markets, and there's rules for parts of the market.
That's right. Exactly.
He's just another guy coming into. So who cares?
If he's the guy that comes in on top, so to speak.
Right.
Because he sees there is a market, and it's an opportunity for him to make a living out of the disparities.
Right.
So if that's the case, he's super added to the market. If he's super added to the market, he has to conform to the. He's coming into the. He has to conform to a given system.
Right.
So that's ipso facto. He's being mochel his own thing, and he's accepting whatever the system is. But if you say that he's an equal, that there's a mocher, there's a lokeach, there's a tagor, the market has all these different parties. So then we have to oblige the tiger as well.
That's what you're saying. It's just
different. Uh-huh. Now,
it's a legitimate market profession.
Yeah, market. It's a market maker. It's a market maker.
Right. So then we're going to have to say that there has to be a law for him too.
Right.
Why a different law? Everyone
because
has the same law.
Because he's different.
He is different. He is
just like mocher is different than lokeach.
Yeah, and but the mocher and lokeach have the same law.
Yeah, but we thought they wouldn't have the same law.
But now we're thinking that they do. What do you mean?
No,
we're after that.
But the Havamina shows that you have to have specific lima for the mocher, specific lima for the lokeach.
Right.
So that they're all different identities of market personalities.
I see. I mean,